So, again, just continuing on in understanding the Mishnah Kosva Yeshlam Chelek, a few last points which will lead us off in understanding the Mishnah, which will then, through that, we'll be able to understand the Gemara and the Machlokas we showed him, which come out of it. We've been mentioning until now the concept of Kosva Yeshlam Chelek, that a Chelek meant a part of a larger sum. Right, part of a part we discussed, part number one, therefore it's important to make sure that one gets that part, to make sure that one doesn't, not all the halakim are shavim we spoke about. And I don't want to leave from there, I think that's still true, but I believe there could be another understanding as well, which also could certainly add to our depth of understanding where the chelek and olam haba is coming from. And again, when Chazal use a word, these words are very, very loaded. We all know, the Torah tells us, Vayipach Ba'apach Nishmas Chayim. Rosh Baruch Hu, in terms of Adam Rishon, he's created Adam, he's created Minu Adam, on the other hand, he's created Vayipach Ba'apach Nishmas Chayim. So Chazal, this is the source of it, it's a Zohar, but the Nefesh HaChayim expounds on this many, many times, and the Baal HaTanya, in Perek Beis, describe at great length what that means. That man de nafach mitocho midile mitocho konafach. That one person, that one who blows, is blowing an essence, part of himself, into the other person. One's giving CPR, one's giving air into the other person. But this is obviously when one's giving over a neshama, not just simply okay, I have to blow something. And he's blowing a part of himself into the person himself. The language. That Chazal call it v'chelek elokam ima. V'chelek elokam ima. That a person is on one hand minu adam, on the other hand v'chelek elokam ima. He's partially HaKadosh Baruch Hu, partially godly. So, with a bit of an understanding of that, one could now begin to understand where does this chelek and olam haba come from? It's gufa. Nitzchias, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate in Nitzchias, Melech Melechim Loch Olam Vaed. So if that's the case, so Batem Advekim Hashem Lekechem Chayim Kolchem Ayum, by your attaching to that, clinging to that Chelek, the Memelo, that the person's also Chayim Olam Haba.
We're Chayim forever.
Forever, yeah, which is Olam Haba, I'm assuming, is for the moment, it's a good point.
It just sounds interesting because the pasuk in Bereishis, when he kicks out Adam, says because he doesn't want him
to live lola.
Yeah, so what does that mean?
Right.
In context of what we're saying here.
The simple pshat obviously means bola mazeh. Simple pshat means bola mazeh, but however, you're right, and that will begin to. We'll develop this a little bit later on. Are we talking about Tzarchi HaGof, Tzarchi HaNeshama? How is the Olam HaBa going to be working? Meaning, it's a combination. Let's elaborate more in terms of that. So anyway, point number one, it's the concept of the Neshama itself. And if one thinks about it in these terms, one really plays into the Pasuk, the Gemara's quote, the Mishnah's quoting, So, what's Pshat in that pasuk? Obviously, part of it is Amechulam Tzadikim Olam Yirshu Aretz. Your Aretz is a muscle for all of Eretz Achayim, as the Rambam already tells us. But the end of that pasuk is also shayach. Netzer matoy lehisbar. What does that mean? Netzer matoy. So both the Maharal and the Nefesh HaChaim in many, many places. Nefesh HaChaim in Perek Aleph, Shar Aleph Perek Hay. And the Maharal in Sota Daflam and Vav, other places as well, tell us the following. I'm reading, this is the first quote from Nefesh HaChaim. The Iker HaAdam Natua L'mayla B'shoresh Nishmazo. The main part of the person is planted from above at the root of his neshama. In that sense, the body is only like a shoe, in that it contains the neshama. Gufa Adam. Only the bottommost layer of the neshama enters into the actual body. But the, in other words, but the essence of the person, even while it's in the body, still remains firmly rooted and mainly up in the shamayim. And that's the way he explains the Bereishis Rabbah. The Lord Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahatol Kinnah B'Maisa Bereishis. So he created certain things from the Elyonim, certain things from Tachtonim, Yom Aleph Min Elyonim, other Min Bereishis, right? So he didn't want to Matol Kinnah. So on the sixth day, he creates man. He says, if I'm going to create him from the Elyonim, I'll be Matol Kinnah. If I create him from the Tachtonim, I'll make him. So I'll do from both. So Frek Nefesh HaKayim, Frek of Chayim Velozer, I don't understand. So now that I'm creating him, I'm really his Min Elyonim, and I'm putting the Elyonim in the Tachtonim to make it even worse. It's basically all he is, and now he turns out, I'm putting the Elyon into the Tachton. He's Tachton. So the Elamai, I didn't really put him there. Elamai, he's really, ends, he remains a combination. Eloha Inyan, Sha'adam HaSholim Karoi, Yikoro Hu Natu Elamai, Levesharas Nishmasov, Over Derech Alpe Revolos Olamos, Ache Kotseyu, until his very bottom layer is on the bottom, but he still remains firmly attached. Notua lemaila. So if he's planted in such a way, then that shorish aneshama will certainly be a hechatimsa to get him to olam haba. Similarly, the Maharal does the same thing. He does it off of the famous Gemara. The famous Gemara off the psukim in Parshas Shoftim. Parashat Shoftim, Klal Yisrael, that Melchama, they're going to war. The Torah there says, "Don't knock down Los Ashlis, don't knock down the trees." Ki Ha'adam Eitz Asadash Sheyavolim BaMatzar, or the simple interpretation, what the pasuk seems to literally seems to be saying is, what it means to be saying is that don't knock down the trees. The tree, a person who's going to attack you, people may attack you. Chalilus, so you have to be on guard and protect them and at war, you have to kill them. But, or make sure they don't do anything to you. But on the other hand, the tree, they're not going to harm you. So what does it mean? So what, yet the Torah says, it seems to say it backwards, ki ha'adam eitz ha'sadeh. It doesn't say ki ha eitz ha'sadeh ha'adam, it says ki ha'adam eitz ha'sadeh. So the Gemara in Tainis, darshins, that on some level, an adam is eitz ha'sadeh. On some level, Adam is an Eitz HaSadeh. That's written that backwards in that strange way to tell me on some level an Adam the person is, and the Maharal picks up on that there, he picks it up on Sota Daf Lam and Vav, and explains exactly very much along the same lines as Nefesh HaChayim that he's Matua Lemaila, is a backwards tree. He's a backwards tree. His roots, instead of being on the ground, his roots really are in the Shamayim. We'll get back to this point in a few minutes. But so point number one we're elaborating, and it's based on his chelek haneshama. Chelek elokam yimal, that gufa, what do we mean? It's kol yisrael yesh lehem chelek le'olam haba. It means he has a chelek which gets him towards olam haba. Not that he has it means a chelek of a greater sum, in the sense of a portion of olam haba. It means I have a portion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu which gets me there. Point number one. Point number two, a variation of the same, I don't think it's at all, not these ideas all work together, is that off the Mishnah in, and before I go there, the well-known, maybe it's just a little bit more than 6 weeks from Hanukkah, I mean, everyone knows the well-known Medrash Parashas Bereishis goes through all the Dalet Malchios of the pasuk of Aretz Tova Aretz Tova Vachoshech Abnei Tahom Tohu Zebavel Vohu is Malchus Parson and Madai. Finally, the one we're interested in right now is Choshech Ze Yavon Shechshichu Einayim Shel Yisrael. They darken the eyes of Klal Yisrael. In what way? And they said VeYaomrim Kis V'Lachem Malken Hashar Shein Lachem Chelek V'Loke Yisrael. Write it on the corn of a shor, she'ein lachem chelek v'lokei Yisrael. So, Why the Ashar? Okay, that needs explanation. The morale, one place says it means refers to the Egel Hazav. Once they're involved in the Egel, they lose their Chelet. But what I'm interested in is that the Yevanim were denying this very, very point that Klal Yisrael has a Chelet of an Elokei Yisrael. This very point. That's cool for they're denying that Nisham and everything, which comes out of that.
Never thought about that.
All the Darshanim explain that matters in these type of terms. Similarly, the Mishnah, the well-known Mishnah in the end of the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos, which we recite every day, three times a day in davening. Saying chelkenu b'sarasecha, but these words come very much together. That each person has a chelek in Torah, and I don't think it's a major leap to say that the person shoresh haneshama and his chelek in Torah and his chelek on habar are coming from different places. I mean, a person's chelek in Torah stems from the fact that he has a unique connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has a unique every person is different. Every person has their own shorash and neshama. In that sense, therefore, they look at the Torah differently. Therefore, they have their own chelek in Torah. Therefore, each person has a focus on different mitzvot, and they'll see have different insights.
And at a lower level, if they have less of a, let's say, capability to learn. But they're learning the same at the time and working just as
well. It's only in learning. It could be in partially, obviously, a large part of it's in learning.
But so you think Chol Kein Torah doesn't refer just to Talmud Torah?
I don't know if it's only Talmud Torah.
Torah
Bechlal.
Torah
Mitzvot. I think that has to do with the famous Rambam Pirush Mishnayos. The end of Makos. The Rambam there said that because there are so many mitzvot, each person will find their niche. Again, every person has to be Mekayim, every one of the mitzvot. But there are always going to be some people who, this is, they always give the example, you know, I think his name is Ray Rosenberg. This is your site to me on this time of year also. Ray Rosenberg, the one who brought Shatness to America. They usually give him as the example. You know, no one was even thinking about it at all. He opened all these Shatness labs, and people put a mitzvah on the map. Each person will be sukkah, some will be whatever it's going to be. Each person has their nitiya, it's a certain personality. Where they're
mitzvahs, that's not necessarily Torah.
I mean, Torah mitzvahs are not.
No, because we say on Shabbos that we kachin mitzvah is in
I don't know. I mean, it could be in terms of limud Torah, but I don't think it's a stira. Torah mitzvahs are connected enough that. Are connected, and I have no problem saying it's Torah. I have no problem saying it's Limud Torah only, but I think they're both true. I mean, it wasn't Kiner Mitzvah the Torah or is the two are very much connected. Mitzvah, the or comes from the Ner, and the or is the two are very much. So anyway, in all of these points, if one thinks about it at even a deeper level, it's really another Zohar. I think Baruch Levi made it famous in his song, in his own way, that Dol Da, there are these three miliyot, Kamaskashim Zabida, Yisrael Varaisa, Vikutcha Brichu Chadu, right? Klal Yisrael, Torah, Varaisa's Torah, and Kutcha Brichu, and Kutcha Baruch Hu are really intertwined, they're really one. And in essence, which is kind of what we're saying right now, that a person has a chelek in each of those, which is very, it makes it very mistaber that therefore these chalakim, this chelek will get him into olam haba, is his ticket is to olam haba. And again, I don't think it's necessary, but I think it's just true that it doesn't. It's not at all a stira to what we've been speaking about at all until now. Until now, we've been defining the chalakim lo kol chalakim shavim and chalakim in olam haba. So I don't think that's a stira at all, because the same idea seems to apply in that in a chanami, it's a chelek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a chelek of Torah. Listen to this language that Rav Chaim Blazin continues. The nishmas chayim shel hakisei, meaning ultimately the neshama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who sowed shorish elyon shel klolos nishmos Yisrael yachad. Knesset Yisrael is the conglomeration of all of the neshamos together, which is bottom of, which is the basically totality of the shechina of Klal Yisrael, of the shechina. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows himself in this world, the totality of Klal Yisrael. So, and therefore, when we say it's Klal Yisrael Yisno Chelek in Torah and Chelek in Olam Haba and Chelek in all these things, they're all the same Chelek, I'm claiming. Point number one, firstly, what we spoke is in therefore in defining the chelek where this is coming from. And secondly, once we have that chelek, now we can understand gufa, the second mashal of netzem atayles ba'er, that we're planted in that way, that Klal Yisrael is planted basically in Shamayim, and therefore it's come out impossible to lose it. Another Pella, that's something we'll get to eventually, the Maral notes this, and others note this as well. If we think about the second half of the Mishnah, which we'll obviously elaborate more at some other point, but Elu She'en Lem Chelek Elam Haba, the common denominator of the Mishnah, they're all Kafar Be'ikr. Maral notes, if we think about it as well, that usually we refer to a kofar be'ikr. What do I mean ikr? Why do we get the lashon of ikr? An ikr basically is halach basar ikaro. In the tree we have a nof and an ikr. So we have an eitz chayim hi lemachazikim ba. We have the mishalim are just, if you think about it, where they're going, we cover the ikr of the tree. I mean eitz chayim hi lemachazikim ba. Kodesh Baruch Hu put us in Gan Eden. Torah is considered a pardes. Pardes of the Torah, Badal Nichnasul of Pardes. I'm just throwing out some Mishalim which are clearly Shayach to this. A person's Kofir Be'ikr is often, another word which is often used by Chazal is Kotzeit Benetios.
We keep referring to that tree.
Isn't that Tzematailis by a person is rooted in here, but he's beginning to basically cut himself off from those connections by being a kofar. And understanding some of those mishalim. The Tiferes Yisrael, in understanding that same pasuk, says something fascinating. And again, it's not... I think it's kind of obvious to make these connections, even if someone would have said it. It's just nice if you see it someplace. To see it someplace befirish. There's a tshuva of the Maram, not a tshuva, the Sefer Avodas HaKodesh, one of the Kubalim, of the... No, it's not, you know the Avodas HaKodesh of the Rashba. Oh. There's an Avodas HaKodesh of Maram Chagiz.
Ibn
Chavid, yeah. So it's a Rishon. So Hanetzer Hamata Elyon Sod Ho Atzilos. Again, we're speaking way above us, but basically it's referring to Neshama, that's good for what it means. So Yisbu Atzeh Hashem. From it, it's basically a Rishon who's saying this very idea.
Through
the Netzer Matoi, which is the Sod HaAtzilus, which is the Tzelem Elokim, which
that
a person gets to Olam HaBa. If you want, yeah, Buddhist like orders parak, Sharbeis parak maybe. If you want some Ramakal.
Yeah,
Tiferes Yisrael
said what?
Oh, sorry, I have to quote it. The Tiferes Yisrael that's like along the same lines, but it's a quote from Rishon. He can quote it from Rishon. Oh. So he says that's like he quotes the, what's Chan in the Makkah from the Pasuk. Klal Yisrael have a neshama shenetia beguf kedei lehispa'er banu. Because Baruch Hu wants to create his glory through us. To bring out and bring back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the sanctity of the world, to make everything holy in our world, to bring it back to its place. The Im Kain, so how do you know, therefore, the neshama is not, it's not going to get lost? The Im Kain, Im al yidei hashilo v'hachevro, Im ha'neshama v'hagof, if by combining that neshama with the gof. Until now, it's a pure neshama. If by sending it into the world and putting it into the body, yeh efshir shetavo haneshama lehefshir hayoser gedola, the neshama would attack be able to be lost completely. Dahinu ibud shalas mosav chas neshalom. Then echa yisi sholcha laolam he'al lo yoser lenezek meleharviach. How could I send it to a world where it has a better chance of getting lost? Because the odds are, a person yesh lo netiyah lachato milihitz tadek. The odds are a person is yetzer hara stronger. It comes first. We quoted the Gemara in Erev and Noach lo la'adam mishel lo nivra mishel nivra. So if that's the case, how could I send him into the world if I know eventually if there's even a chesed, if the odds are he's going to be lost? Ella mai shanito sakadosh azel lo yichle v'sham ofen. Ella mai, it must be it's not going to get lost. We have to figure out what it means b'shem ofen. How about those elu she'en lem chelak olam haba? So even there, it may not ever. We'll have to figure out the truth. I might as well throw it out right now. You should know the Gemara says that even though there are elu she'en lem chelak olam haba, the Gemara is going to say at the very end of the parak, dor she reshumos, how you omrim, that everybody has a chelak in olam haba, and darshan's it from sukkim, dor she reshumos.
So he's going like that when he's saying it.
So either he's going like that, or it means you have to do radical things to do it. And we'll explain Darshei Rishumos, but that Gufo usually means, I think this is part of the Tzaddik writes, it's an infinite time, it basically means the being Doresh, the Neshama, it means you'll have to just go through more and more and more and more steps that, we'll talk about it at some point.
Rosh HaGomor, there's Kofar Bekar, Kofar everything.
Right. They still end up.
And he dies.
Right.
So we're...
So eventually,
going through?
They may not end up in Olam Haba, but somehow, so let me rephrase the question. Let me think about the question. Let me think about this. Let me rephrase the question to you. Think of it in these terms, the way we're presenting it right now. I mean, we may be off in the following level, and I'll explain why in a minute. But again, I'm explaining that our Olam Haba comes from the Chelak Olam Yima. So as much as a person does to that. You can't. No matter what you do, that's still there, huh?
Yeah.
No matter what you do, that is still there. So how could anyone? You can be kofar b'rekha from today to tomorrow. Of course, it's still there, right? So what we're gonna have to get to soon is if that's the case, is Olam Haba just Olam HaNeshamos? And Neshama, no matter what, is still l'chora, still what it is, what it is l'chora. Seemingly, unless maybe you could even do something to that. I don't know, but Pasha Chanat, or is Olam Haba really somewhat of the shiluv still between the guf and the neshama? And then I understand it takes more to earn that. These are going to be the first sugyas that we're going to get to in the Gemara. I'm just saying, if it's purely the neshama, how could you? Where does that go? And that has to be Nitzchias. The Chilak Elokam Imam. So, Elavadish, Anitos, Azeh, Kodesh, Azeh, Elo Yechle, Elo Ola. That's his first, which is basically the idea we just expressed. We expressed something about Buddha's HaKodesh, and the first Yisrael is basically saying the same thing. That's the way to get into Olam Haba. Similarly explained the other way, and this is also a very important idea for Klal Yisrael to realize. We've seen it in so many different ways, but it's especially when it's when Klal Yisrael is in a difficult time. Uniro li de mevi rayo miklolos ha'uma. The Reha Ruban Sadikim, the Kamat Soros, Uridifo Savlu, Ubain Esh Ulahava, Mimal, Lanahare Dam, Nitchak, who have been pushed into fires and blood.
From a
Klaisa or other? Klaisa. Vihinom Od Hayom Ba'arez, yet we're still here physically.
Wait, you're saying that the Rove are doing good or doing bad?
Even if they are. The Rove are.
Even if they are.
Yeah. Ula Olam Yershu Arez, Shani Netatim Sham. So if Klal Yisrael as a whole, the very famous point of Yaakov Emden said the greatest miracle of the world is that Klal Yisrael is still here. It's the way it's the only way it is. It's a pella how we It's a pella. And the fact we're here, that's the greatest raya that's in all of our nitzlius. That's what he says. But I think I'll make two other quick points. Yeah, you have a few more minutes. Two other quick points. First of all, we're connecting all of these, the chelek and Torah and the chelek and the chelek in Olam Haba, and the chelek in Torah, and in HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. I think there's two other points, which the beginning of the pasuk says, La'olam yirshu aretz. La'olam yirshu aretz. Bedavka, pick that word. So it's interesting, some of the achronim already note, gufa, some of the part of the raya here that's being mentioned is that there's a sense of Yerusha, which also makes it almost an automatic. It's coming from something which is not something I have to buy, not something I have to acquire. Yerusha basically comes with Mela. So one could explain Klal Yisrael Yeshlam Chelev is what it comes to him almost automatically. So the three areas which...
What would indicate that he needed work there?
Though? What's that?
Yerusha you don't control.
Yerusha you don't control on some level.
So it sounds like... Well, how do you work to get more of it?
Yeah, so a basic level could be on in a halakim shavim, and that part of it still there is a point where, which maybe one level speaking on the most basic level, you can still, the most basic level comes as a Yerusha. Maybe to add more is something different. So all of these things are born. Torah is also born. Is also on one level is born Yerusha. It's also not born Yerusha, as we know. Mr. Marash Akilas Yaakov, on the other hand, and Haskinat Mecholam Al Torah Shani Yerusha Lecha. The same duality that you just asked applies there as well. Eretz Yisrael also. Eretz Yisrael is also above him, and also the Gemara speak about every person has a Dawud Amos and Eretz Yisrael that you've shown him speak about, in terms of if you learned the Mava Basta, in terms of writing a prol they speak about. And in each of these cases, the person has a chelek. I'll add something else, though, and again, it's Klal Yisrael is going through a difficult time. The same point that all the Gemara and Brachos that pay that all of these ain't ban el al yedei yisurin. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, when Brachos that pay. And Yaakov even puts it in that Yerusha Tamid by the Avelos Vetzar by nature. These are fascinating points. Could we explain everything without it? Certainly. It was just the way the Chazal fits together as one Shlemos. It's unbelievable. Anyway, the Iker point, which I wanted to leave with, and this will set ourselves up when we start the Gemara, where it's Hashem. Is on one hand, we develop right now that our chilek and olam haba should almost be an automatic based on this. If it is the chilek elokami ma'al, it shouldn't be going anyplace. On the other hand, first of all, we see elush elam chilek olam haba you just mentioned. So how does that work exactly? But secondly, it may very much depend. This is going to be the first, I would say, one of the first discussions which we'll have. It'll probably start the Gemara next week already. Is, wait a second, is it so simple that Olam Haba is just simply the Neshamos alone? In a Hanami, the Neshamos may be there forever. But is Olam Haba the Shiloh, the connection between the Neshamos and the Guf? And that, plenty of people, the neshamas may be very, very, very pure, as we know, and that's the leaves us room for tshuva at all times, but there are plenty of people who did plenty of things which are wrong and mess up their body quite much, quite a lot, and therefore maybe they get lost and make that utter disconnect between their neshama and their guf, and maybe then their neshama remains pure, but their guf taka will get lost completely, and it really depends partially what Olam Haba is, and it depends how easy it is to get in. That's what I'm saying. It will depend how easy it is to lose. Where are we coming from? Is it pure neshama, and then El Chora everybody should have it? It should be almost impossible to uproot it. Or is it really the neshama together in the guf, and then Adarabba, you have to do something. It would be to understand much more. You have to really earn it. And maybe some basic level of the neshama when one was still
in it. In Olam Haba, there's guf also?
That's what we're going to have to talk about. That's something which we will have to talk about. Or for whom is it meant for? And that's what the Gemara, we would have thought, right? Until now, it's just pure neshama, right? Olam Haba, Yenvachi, Lo Shtiyav, etc. So we'll have to, Mirat Hashem, pick up, I think next time we'll start the Gemara, unless we do a little bit more in terms of just a few more points in the Mishnah, in terms of the Seif of the Mishnah. But I think we'll pick up Mirat Hashem next time with either the Gemara or the end of the Mishnah. We'll see.
Shukar.
Shukar to you. Thank you.